and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Dit is nou wel tyd om te gesels met Christel in Explained Well with Christel. Ons praat elke aand die tyd oor 'n onderwerp en hierdie tyd van die maand gesels ons oor ons kosmandjie.
Ja, so gister was die dag wat meeste van ons betaal is, wat altyd 'n verligting is, en toe het ek weer my aanlyn inkopies gaan doen. So we do the Jacka Drive shopping basket every month, and the idea here is to get a sense of living costs, what complex financial the statistics and data that we hear about in the news actually translate to practically. So our basket is online. And perhaps shall I talk you through just some of the brief highlights on this? Last month we had a strange thing where our basket went down significantly. That seems to have been a once-off. So our basket is up again. Our cheapest basket is again from Checkers. So we shop online at Checkers, Pick and Pay and Woolworths at this stage. But it's interesting, each month there are different pros and cons to different retailers.
Yeah. So bear in mind, every month we have the same list of items. Mm. We go and buy exactly the same things as close as possible as we can. If there are specials, we'll try and take advantage of the specials. And all of this is online delivery shopping, just so that we have sort of an even thing to look at every month and compare.
Ja, onthou jy toe ons gehoor het die petrolprys gaan daal? Ons eerste vraag was, watter impak gaan dit hê op ons mandjie? En is dit die daling wat ons verlede maand gesien het, is dit dalk daaraan gekoppel of kan ons nog nie sê nie?
So ek dink nie dit is nou al nie. So ek dink ons gaan dit hopelik in tyd voel. Die ding is, die frustrasie met die petrolpryse is, dit is so volatiel. Dit gaan op en af en dit is rarig, dit is verskriklik moeilik om dit direk daaraan te koppel. Ek dink daar was dalk meer promosies betrokke verlede maand, want ons probeer slim koop, weet, I like shopping smart. So I think we perhaps just literally got lucky, because our basket, I think, Rob, you did some interesting math on our total cost of our basket at this stage. You want to talk us through that?
Well, I mean, I just took the three retailers we use, Checkers, Pick and Pay and Woolworths. I added up all of the individual basket prices for each one of those places, just divided by three, and then compared it to last month. And on the whole, the basket is up 7% in 1 month.
Sure.
Which is... Yeah. A 7% increase is a huge amount.
And that is around about, roughly, where our inflation rate stands.
Yeah.
And remember, that is what inflation is in terms of the pace at which prices are going up.
Maar dit is nie noodwendig die increase wat ons in ons salarisse of in die geld wat ons verdien kan verwag nie. So ons moet nou daai 7% iewers kry om dieselfde goed te koop wat ons verlede maand vir 6% laer gekoop het.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth pointing out, we only started watching this in August. Yeah. We're going to do it every single month around payday. But from August to September, it was down almost 6%, 5.8%. But from that 5.8, it's gone back up 7% this month. So the
dangerous thing there is, I mean, that it's 7% month on month. So imagine how much it would be if you look at it as a per annum percentage.
Yeah.
If in 1 month it can go up by 6% or 7%, by the end of the year it could have gone up by 30% if you look at, you know, just all the ups and downs that it makes.
Well, that's the point. We want this, and Christelle is doing this as a data exercise so that we can look in a year's time, in August next year, and go, from the time we started looking, this is how much food has actually gone up if you're buying the basics. And I mean, there's, you know, basic things in there, including some household goods, things like tampons, basic food items, cooking things like oil and stuff. The list is on the website. You can go and check it out. But yeah, 7% from last month to this month it's a lot.
And this is kind of a small echo of what we're seeing in the national budget. So today we had the medium-term budget policy statement where the Minister of Finance is essentially saying the future for the country financially looks uncertain and we need to be prudent. And this is what we're living. When we just want to buy chocolate, heads up, chocolate is still the cheapest at Woolies. So I'm still going there for that. But we're feeling this at a very lived level of there's only so much money in and we still need to do basic things.
Ja, en weet jy wat vir my nogal in jou nuusbulletins vir die hele middag bietjie geskok het, is die feit dat hulle nou gesê het die etol skuld gaan nou die regering se skuld word. Maar die regering se skuld is ons skuld wat ons nou dan gaan betaal. However they're going to levy us, however they're going to tax us, we are going to have to pay that. Boonop die feit dat alles net duurder en duurder word, just day to day living stuff. I'm like shocked.
Yeah, and to add to that, so the ETOL thing, so they've now basically passed the buck to provincial government saying, we'll make this part of this mess go away. But provincial government still has to get the money somewhere to pay for the road maintenance, and they could still do that through e-tolls. They already have the gantries up. Look, we know that the new premier has said they will support Cyril Ramaphosa for president again as long as there's no e-tolls. But it's all political gesturing at the end of the day. Ultimately, residents still will have to, in some way or another, as you say, pay for those road maintenance and those potholes to be filled.
Yeah, so the basket lives on the website. You can go check it out, jacarandafm.com, see exactly what's in it. We will keep watching it around and about every single payday. But Christel, thank you that you and Koopies gaan doen it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to chocolate yet. My work, man.
We'll keep you updated on this every single month. Just keeping an eye on what's actually happening to all of us in our pockets.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.